BlogTalkRadio.com.
Theme song.
Listen up, Slapnut. This is Jeff Jarrett.
Hey, this is Max Brown, King Robert from the Royals.
This is the undisputed future Seth Rollins.
Hey, this is Kane from WWE.
This is EC3.
Hello, this is WWE Hall of Famer, the Heartbreak Kid, Shawn Michaels.
I'm Bristol.
And I'm Aubrey from ATTV, Flipper Flop Vegas.
Hi, this is Bree.
And this is Nikki, and we're the Bella Twins.
Yes, this is Broken Not Hardy.
The greatest man that ever lived always likes a good rap, and you're listening to the greatest rap.
Satisfaction is guaranteed.
It's time to experience the award-winning The Rack.
I heard y'all wanted to hear a bedtime story.
I love kickball.
I'm back, taking souls and digging holes.
I'm gonna break you, bitch, you hear me?
With your host.
They've been lying to you. Heroes don't exist. Y'all become addicted to the illusion of what a hero does for you. Have I mentioned that I was once addicted to eating sponges?
Lindsay Ward.
Look at me, woman.
You can just call me Taker.
Oh my God, it's Taker. Taker, Taker, Taker. Does Taker hate me? Oh my God, it's Taker.
And she was a wicked, wicked child who spat and swore and chewed tobacco.
I like puppets.
And her producer, Sir Rocket.
My little creatures of the night will now experience the magical art of puppetry.
This right here means I'm the champ that runs the camp.
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
I knew you'd come.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com. Brought to you by our friends over at MBG Films. Check them out, YouTube.com/MBG1211. And if you're listening to us over at Gerwick.net, RackRadioShow.com, or WildTalkRadio.com, thank you so much for tuning in. We greatly appreciate it. If you get a quick second, check out the fine folks over at FiveBoot.com as well. I am your host, Lindsay Warren. Joining me, as always, is the ever-faithful producer, /co-host/handyman, Sir Rockin'.
Hey, we're here. We're live on twitch.tv/TheReachYourLive at rackradioshow.com, wildtalkradio.com. We are live on TuneIn Radio. We are live right now. You should all tune in and listen. Say hi. Can we get some highs in the chat? Hi. Hi.
Hi, chat.
Hi. You can tweet us at Wild Talk Radio, at Rack Radio Show, at Lindsay Ward. You come to the website just mentioned and say hi in the chat. It's like, hi. So, yeah. Say hi. Hi. We're doing a show tonight. See, Brent, you messed it up. It was a hi, so we asked for highs in the chat. Not a
not
sup.
Sups. Not suos. Sups.
Sup. We want hi. We want hi. Hello. Shalom.
Hi. Can smile, everybody. It's Thursday, which means tomorrow is Friday. Which, if you're an adult that you have to work, Fridays are amazing. If you're a kid in school, Fridays are amazing. Fridays all the way around are amazing things.
So, tonight on the show, we got some stuff to get into. We got some news. We got some SmackDowns and NXTs. And we got some Fortnites.
That's right, everybody. We are going to be talking a little wrestling tonight, but we are also going to be talking all about Fortnite Season 8. It dropped today, and holy crap, did they make some changes in this game. So we are going to talk about it a little bit later in the show, but we're going to jump right into the news brought to our friends over at Gerwick.net and FightBoot.com. And, well, just a few house cleaning items, so to speak. We have a lot of signings, a couple departures, a couple injuries, not much to get into here, thank goodness. So we don't really have a top story of the week beyond WWE has hired, or I should say rehired, Bruce Prichard to be the head, I believe the head of creative.
He is one of the top men in WWE creative. He is probably as far up as you can go. He'll be working directly with Vince McMahon. Some say he had an influence on what happened on Monday Night Raw. He may have. The ending angle was not his idea. So everyone's aware of that. But the pacing of the show was a little different. He had probably played a part in that. And he's been, if you notice some changes lately on WWE, he's probably been involved in it because he's technically been a consultant since right before the Rumble, but he was officially hired a week ago. So it'll be interesting to see what kind of changes he makes to the show, if he can help. I think he will help because Vince can use any help, all the help he can get.
I don't think he's going to hurt.
No.
I mean, we'll have to see how this goes. I feel like where a lot of the frustration with WWE is coming from is the fact that you have several, and we talked about this before, several tiers of creative that it all goes through. So the writers come up with something and then they send it up on the chain, and the final person that it goes to is Vince McMahon. And so Vince McMahon is the one that's making the tweaks and making the changes, and that's where we're seeing a lot of the problems, I feel like, in the product are happening, is on that top tier, either with Vince or the tier right below him. And all the way down to the writers themselves, certainly. I don't want to say that they're completely blameless in this, because I feel like the writers are also writing to please Vince. They're not necessarily writing to please the audience. They're writing to please the guy that's going to approve it. Mm-hmm. So it just feels like there is a disconnect somewhere in creative. And so hopefully Pritchard can sort of help with that. The product has improved over the last few weeks, which is good. And Roman Reigns coming back to TV will certainly not hurt. So yay. In case you live under a rock, Roman Reigns is officially in remission, by the way, everybody. He's better. He's back. And hopefully he will be wrestling soon. He looked great Monday night.
If you look at the Q Arena's website, it has him listed as for a match in 10 days at the pay-per-view. Imagine that.
And supposedly Dean Ambrose is being listed for events after...
No, he's not. He's been taken off.
Oh, he's been taken off? Okay, all right. Mm-hmm. I saw that he had been listed, but no, he's not. So never mind. But here's hoping maybe Roman can influence Dean to stay. We will just have to see. Aw, Devils fan, no. No, I'm sorry. Don't do it, Rock.
I mean, that's just begging to hit the button.
Don't do it. We don't want to have to get the bail money, okay? No bail money tonight. Tonight is a happy night. Tonight
okay.
is season 8 of
5.
So, WWE also gave good news to the Honky Tonk Man, moving on awkwardly. Crab Rave, we could do Crab Rave.
Not doing Crab Rave. That's more visual.
Oh, the Crab Rave is so much fun. Anyway, so WWE gave good news to the Honky Tonk Man and fans of the Honky Tonk Man, as he will be inducted into the WWE Hall of Fame this year. He is the second inductee next to DX, so good for him.
Good for him. Brent, what year was WrestleMania in Phoenix? Because here's an interesting story.
That was WrestleMania 24? Yeah, that was 24, wasn't it?
Was it 24? Yeah. Okay, 24. So 10 years ago, 11 years ago.
Or was that 26?
No, yeah, 24 was Orlando, 26, so 9 years ago. 9 years ago. He was supposedly going to go into Hall of Fame then, because he's from the Phoenix area, but he was like, no, I want WWE to fly me somewhere.
I want WWE to fly me somewhere, too. I want WWE to fly me a lot of places, but that doesn't mean they're going to do it.
Like, they fly in your family and whatever, but everyone's in Phoenix, so it's like, he figured... It was, oh, that's easy on them. They don't have to do much. So it's like, yeah, he's always at work. Dell's saying he's always at work. You can find him. He never leaves. But no.
Yeah, he lives there. He has a cot.
Yeah. So it's like, okay, so now it feels like it's the fallback year for people. So it's like they've already been in the talks with him before. So it's like, okay, we got Honky Tonk Man now. So we'll see who's next. It's an interesting class. Think about this, because I saw this as a meme. We now have Honky Tonk Man and Rockabilly going in the same year.
Oh, God.
Same.
Oh, Lord, 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 help us all. Sticking on the signings and re-signings and announcements before we get to some of the negatives. NXT UK announced that they have signed Isla Rukover, Kaylee Ray, Jazzy Gabbert, yay, Oliver Salter, and Jay Melrose. So good for them. Congratulations. AEW announced that they signed B. Priestley. And Impact has re-signed Falaba, Sammy Callahan, both to multi-year deals, and Rosemary. So that's all really wonderful news. Going back to AEW for a second, they announced another show called Fight for the Fallen. It will be in July, and the proceeds will be going to gun violence victims.
Yeah.
I don't know why I can't talk.
What? Because it's a Thursday. So when he came... When they announced AEW and everything in the big press conference, they mentioned that they were going to do an event in Jacksonville for gun violence victims. So this is the show that's going to take place. So proceeds will go to gun violence victims. And yeah, so that's cool.
It's cool. It's very cool. Do you want to do the blame Bruns?
Yeah, we might as well go into the injury roundup.
Bones breaking, backs cracking, shoulders snapping. It's this week's injury roundup.
I got to tell you, Brent, you were kind of slacking a little bit here lately. We didn't have a lot of injuries. You took some time off. So, you know, good on you for that. But clearly you got back on it this week because we have David Finley who went out with a shoulder injury.
Hashtag blame Brent.
And Tommaso Ciampa with a neck injury.
Hashtag blame Brent.
Yeah, word's been going around that he's been dealing with an injury, and it's his neck, which, you know, is not very good.
Yeah, that's not good. So here's hoping that both guys recover A-OK. And another interesting tidbit, we did have two WWE releases this week, or this past week. There's a rumored third that never happened.
We had actually technically four, but we mentioned the first two last week. These were firings. These weren't released.
Yeah, these were
firings.
These were not they asked for. These were straight up get the hell out firings. First one is Arn Anderson, of all people, who apparently got in a shouting match with Vince McMahon backstage and was subsequently fired for it. So bye, Arn. Happy trails. I'm so sorry. And then the second one is Cruiserweight Classic winner and former Cruiserweight champion, TJP, of all people. It's like, wait, what did he do?
He rubbed people the wrong way.
So, unfortunately, both of them have hit happy trails and will be moving on. I would suspect they show up other places very soon. TJP, I believe, has a 90-day no-compete clause, as do anybody else, I think, released from the company.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't think Arn does. I don't think any of the agents do, but the wrestlers for sure will have the 90-no-day or no-compete clause. So, we'll see where that goes.
Can I hit the button? Can I hit it? Please? Please?
What button?
We just did releasings, which means
that... Oh, God, yes, do it.
Hashtag blame rock.
Yeah! Fire!
It's so creepy, y'all. And ending on a more happy note, at least for the Rack Extra, the cast of Total Divas is shaping up as they announced a new face in Charlie Caruso. She will be joining Total Divas. So that's an interesting choice.
Yeah, she was hanging around when the girls were doing the stuff at Pride Day last week, and... people figured, oh, hey, she confirmed on Twitter she's going to be a part of Total Divas. Whether she's a full cast member or just someone who appears on the show frequently, she's going to be on the show. So that's cool.
That's very cool. So awesome for her. So you want to take our first break?
Mm-hmm.
Alrighty. So when we come back, we are going to be doing SmackDown NXT Tweet of the Week, all your favorites. And later in the show, we will be talking all about Fortnite Season 8. And then after the show... there will be Fortnite with friends in some iterations. So you're listening to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, and we will be right back.
Are you following us on twitch.tv/WTR live? Do you have Amazon Prime? If so, you can link it to your Twitch account and subscribe to our Twitch channel for free with Twitch Prime. It's the easiest way to help support us for free.
You never know what will happen when you tune in to CB Radio.
Are you serious? That's the number two.
That's currently number seven. It was number two at one point.
Apparently it's big or something, but I don't know what the fuck it is. It sounds like a disc bang or something.
Techno gangbang. Maybe the world needs to end. End of the world gangbang style.
Weird shit becomes popular. Like, I swear I've heard all about this stuff, but I don't... I was like, what is this, like a... fucking martial art or this type of food or something? I don't know what the hell it is. Is it sexual position? I play my, you know, work schedule and whatnot. But,
watch the video.
Okay, let me get the video then.
What the fuck?
It just gets weirder and weirder. Oh,
I thought the people are going to be showing at the party. Oh, you done the battle over here.
That's the horse you have, that's the horse you
have. Oh,
not the pelvic thrust. Witness the Sulu in the sky? Oh, they're riding that pony.
Right on you.
That 800 million? Oh, I'm scared for the future.
Yeah.
This is why I don't go to clubs and dance, because I can't do this shit. Hey, I make sure the club's staying still. I'd lean on that wall. I make sure I got drinks in my hand, and I make sure that club's staying still.
Oh, yeah, he's going to be dreaming about him.
Oh, man, damn it. Now I got to... You gotta play something else, Rock. I'm gonna wake up and start riding the damn donkey.
Tune in to CB Radio Saturdays, midnight Eastern Time, on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
God bless, I was made in America.
Like what you hear? Subscribe to The Rack on Apple Podcasts. Just search for The Rack Radio Show. And while you're there, leave us a review and tell us your thoughts on your favorite show on a Thursday night.
Did you know you can use support a creator code, Rock and Sock, in the Fortnite item shop? That's ROCKNSOCK in the Fortnite item shop.
Ladies and gentlemen, EC3.
I am in the top 1%.
You are listening to The Rack on Wild Talk Radio.
And welcome back to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, brought to our friends over at MBG Films. Check them out, YouTube.com/MBG1211. And if you're listening to us over at Gerwick.net, RockRadioShow.com, or WildTalkRadio.com, thank you so much for tuning in. We greatly appreciate it. If you get a quick second, check out the fine folks over at FightBoot.com as well. And if you're listening to us on Twitch as well, hi! It's Thursday. We're in our second segment, which means one thing. We're switching it up. Instead of, you know, doing this in the third segment, let's do Tweet of the Week.
Well, I used to be the kind of person spending time on MySpace until the spammers ended up taking over my place, and I was so bitter until I found Twitter. Ooh, a place where you can go ahead and write what you're feeling. 140 characters or less is what you're giving. My addiction starts to climb. I go to refresh my timeline, 'cause I won't stop tweeting no more, no more. It cannot wait, I'm sure.
See, what we did was we took the third segment, put the third segment in segment two, and then segment two and segment three. Flipped them.
I had nothing to do with this. He did everything.
I did.
If you're upset, blame Rock.
And you go to our complaint department at Flames Forums. Anyway, next.
Dr. Lupo.
It's Lupo, man.
Time flies when you're having... Oh, God, I only have 4 days left to do all my Fortnite challenges for the season of Planes. Ah! We've all been there.
Mm-hmm.
Dr. Lupo, hey, spelled H-E-Y-T, courage, J-D, I am very fucking, spelled F-U-C-K-I-G-N, drink, and streaming, LOL, what, W-H-J-A-T, are you, Y-O-U-I, dooming, D-O-I-M-G. He got trashed on Saturday. I had to, like, actually just read and spell that tweet, because that is epic.
Mm-hmm.
He got just wasted. It was amazing. So Fortnite puts out, if you don't play Fortnite, if you're not familiar with what it does, puts out tweets, little teasers when they're going to launch a new season. So that's what they were doing all week. And it's a little puzzle where it's four little teasers and they put it together, and it's kind of the reveal image for what the season is going to be. And So they're putting it out and everybody's getting super excited. And on the last day, which was yesterday, they put out the teaser image and it is of a banana. With the text, explore the world, change your fate, unearth the secrets, adventure awaits, season 8 starts tomorrow, which it starts today. We're going to talk about it a little bit later and then we'll show you in Fortnite with friends. And I just have to get some of the responses. Tim the Tatman. Gigi, I was the banana. Ninja, why does the banana look so concerned? Marcel, Banana Jesus is coming.
All right, hold on. Before you go any further, if you look on the very expensive video player, for our next segment, we have a banner image. You can see what the creepy banana looks like right now. Anyway, continue.
Say it's creepy.
It's a creepy banana.
It's not creepy.
It's a creepy banana.
He's a happy banana. Don't judge the banana.
It's creepy. Anyway, continue.
He's judging the banana, y'all.
Yep.
WWE tweeted out the architect, Rollins, keeps looking forward to his Universal Championship match against Brock Lesnar at WrestleMania, but this week was all about the big dog, Roman Reigns, and it's Seth and Roman reuniting, and Seth replies, eyes on the prize, heart with my homie, always bros before hoes, hashtag Lesnar is a hoe, hashtag just ask him. Seth. Really?
What?
I have no words.
Okay.
And that's all I have.
Okay. Let's see. NBC News talked about how Robert Kraft is being charged with soliciting prostitution. Betty freaking White goes, waiting to hear if his balls were deflated. Not Bill Walton. Robert Kraft was arrested for solicitation of a prostitute. This takes deflating balls to a whole other level. You can't hear that. She's clapping. Prince Pretty. Food for thought. If I wasn't here, who the hell would wrestle Mojo? Good point.
I mean, it's not a lie.
The man, Becky Lynch. I paid my own way out, but wondering if I can claim bail money back in work, under work expenses.
If she finds out, somebody let me know, because that's a good thing to know.
Yeah, that's a good thing to
know. Not for any reasons that I plan on getting arrested, but, you know, in case it's at a company thing, that's good to know.
Robbie Barstool, can I ask you something? Why was Dean Ambrose wearing a belt underneath his belt last night? Renee Young. It's called extra pant insurance?
My friend responded to that with probably the better answer. He has more belts than pants.
Probably. Kevin Owens. Everyone thinks you made the right decision and loves you for it at Vince McMahon. P.S. Don't check your mentions. Yeah, you don't want to. We'll get to that in a minute.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that.
Kevin Owens. Hey, Steve Austin. I finally figured it out. Meaning be able to hit the stunner. Samoa Joe. If you take mobile calls in public on speakerphone, you're one of two people. My father at family gatherings forcing me to talk to other family members, or a douche. Not a lie.
Not a lie.
Not Bill Walton. Jason Wynn has come out of retirement to return to the Dallas Cowboys after, you know, spending a year looking over every team and basically becoming a cheater. Somewhere in Mississippi, Brett Favre is running around on a football field in his Wrangler jeans and his copper-fit back brace, throwing out routes to high school kids. You know that's true. So, the man, Becky Lynch, and Ronda Rousey had a little bit of a back and forth on the Twitters. So here we go. Becky, Ronda, you go back and get that belt because I did not come this far to collect it from Stephanie. I came all this way to take it from you. Ronda, that's what I'm trying to do, dumbass. You're hobbling around trying to be a ginger crotch ninja and taking fake prison photos in a hallway isn't helping. Becky, keep the F word out of your mouth and concentrate on getting better at this business instead of trying to remain above it. Looking forward to seeing you real soon. Ronda. F word? You mean fake, like your nonsensical BS armbar that doesn't even work and just looks like you're holding the dick you wish you had? Becky, huh, it does look exactly like one now that you mentioned it, and she got someone to Photoshop Rhonda's husband's face on the arm. Ronda Rousey, Rebecca Quinn, I don't care what the script says, I'm beating the living shit out of you the next time I see you. Becky, Ron, you still mad, bro? Just checking because you went full Russo earlier. Wanted to make sure you made it back okay. That one I haven't seen first. All right, till now. Ronda probably doesn't even know who Russo is. Anyway, so after all of that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Tyler Breeze. Hey, Luke Harper, I don't care what's supposed to happen next time I see you. I'm going to beat the shit out of you. Hashtag nice.
Please tell me you responded to that.
Yes, here we go. You should pick someone on TV next time, bitch. I was tweet of the week.
Okay, so wait, that reminds me, there's one news story we did not talk about that we need to talk about.
Hmm.
I have no idea what this man has been saying, but this man apparently got the attention of Bray Wyatt and got publicly called out by Bray Wyatt on Twitter. Basically got told to F off. It was beautiful. It was great. Don't get me wrong. But what did you do?
He didn't believe that Bray will return. He's only been missing 6 months, 15 days, 32 minutes, and 29 seconds.
And to be fair, we actually do know what this guy said. So basically, this guy has been talking about how there is, like, no faith in Bray Wyatt returning at this point. Because it's like, we keep getting these really, what he termed, cryptic messages from Bray. Which is very common. That's how he sort of does social. And, you know, that we keep getting the cryptic messages and we keep getting teased that he's coming back. To be fair, Bray has never actually teased that he's returning anytime soon. Bray goes on Twitter and dicks around. Like, he will snarkily answer stuff in his own way, in his own cryptic way. And he'll put stuff out there every once in a while to get interest in his name, which is very smart. It keeps him relevant. But he's never directly said, till now, he's coming back.
Yeah.
Like, he's always, it's like somebody tweeted him, and I think what may have started this was somebody tweeted him and said, oh, you know, he should leave, or he's leaving, or something to that effect, that Bray was not going to come back. And Bray said, basically confirmed that he was not going anywhere, he wasn't leaving. I believe it was when everybody was asking for the releases, is when Bray was like, yeah, no, I'm not leaving. And everybody took that as, he's coming back. No, he's not leaving. He's not going anywhere. There's a big difference. This dude, I don't know what the final straw was for Bray, gets called out on Twitter, and Bray finally confirms he's coming back very soon, which I jokingly believe is a lie. I don't think that's serious. I joke all the time that it's lies because it's been 6 months and change that he hasn't shown up. So for me, it's like, okay, all right, yeah, we'll see if it happens. But yeah, I forgot to mention that in the news. That yeah, so you gotta be a pretty big dick to get called out by Bray Wyatt on Twitter. Just saying. So, SmackDown?
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to
this week's SmackDown. Showdown.
Yes! 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 Yes!
So Shane McMahon and Stephanie are out there. Daniel Bryan's sitting in a leather chair pointed out by Stephanie. And they're getting ready for the contract signing, and they're building up Kofi Kingston. They show clips from him 11 years ago winning his first championship and how he's changed over the years, all his big wins, etc., etc. They're doing a great job of building him up, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they're doing it so well, and then they bring him out, and then Kofi cuts a cool little promo and talk about how he's going to beat Daniel Bryan. And he was, you know, Shane McMahon's like, cement your legacy, sign this contract. And as he goes to do it, Vince McMahon's music plays.
Which is never a good sign.
Never a good sign. And he's like, everything you've done has been remarkable for the last 11 years, but my duty is to give the fans the biggest box office of them all, the most qualified contender for the championship, which means I'm replacing you with someone, quite frankly, more deserving. Big E and Xavier are freaking out, and out walk Kevin Owens. Walks in, New Day's freaking out. He sits down, he signs a contract, New Day stomps off, and Bryan and Owen stare down each other.
And Bryan looks exceptionally pleased with this decision, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, yeah, okay, alright, I will accept this change. I deem this a worthy change. Let's do it.
The fact you had Bryan saying nothing throughout the entire segment was perfect. His look just sold everything. Kevin not saying anything during this part of the segment was good. New Day freaking out was good. Does this mean Kofi's getting the Mania match? I don't know. He may. Be interesting to figure out a way to get him there, since WrestleMania is the biggest box office, so he'll have to do something to really prove it to Vince. Maybe it's just too early. I don't know. We'll see. I was surprised they took him out of the match, but at the same time, if they have something bigger planned, then go for it.
They have something bigger planned for him, then yeah, absolutely, do that. But, like, just in terms of what this was, they did Kofi so wrong.
They did, but it happens. So Kevin Owens asks if he can team with Kofi tonight. Against Bryan and Rowan. They took it under advisement and was made out of your main event. And as mentioned in Tweet of the Week, Kevin Owens finally hit a stunner and won a match. He pinned Daniel Bryan after the stunner. So Kevin got a win. First win back since coming back to the WWE after being injured. So that was cool.
And it seems like they've dropped the not-so-Mr. Perfect gimmick.
What do you mean?
And in terms of like him being the, what they were saying, the Mr. Perfect, but the reverse of Mr. Perfect, the Mr. Imperfect, I guess, where he, you know, it's like they showed him bowling and he missed and all that other stuff.
Oh, no. See, that was sort of like going against the things Daniel Bryan hates. Was the sort of the tease for it. Like, that was going to be the build-up. Like, him eating popcorn and mass-produced stuff like that. I think that was supposed to tie into Daniel Bryan at some point for WrestleMania, but they switched plans. That's all.
That's all?
Mm-hmm. So, on social, good old social, we were informed that it was going to be Johnny Gargano versus Cesaro. And people were excited for this matchup. So, we come back from break, and Tom Phil was like, the bar is in tag team action. Well, I was promised Cesaro and Gargano. Instead, it was The Bar versus Jeff Hardy and his brother, Matt.
Matt Hardy made it back to TV before Bray Wyatt.
Matt Hardy didn't make it back to TV before Bray Wyatt. So the Hardy Boys are back together. They beat The Bar. So there you go. Cool. Matt looked in good shape. So that's a plus.
That is a plus, yeah. I mean, Matt looked great. Jeff looked great. Another note that we forgot to mention, we'll mention it now, is that their contracts have been extended for a year. So they're not going anywhere, so I guess that's good.
That's,
I don't know.
That's a good thing.
But, yeah, so congratulations to them as they continue on their WWE journey.
Charlotte came out, talked about what happened on Monday Night Raw, and how she's coming to Monday Night Raw to take the championship from Vince McMahon. She wants the belt. She's coming for it on Monday. See if she gets it. She wants to be crowned champion and headline WrestleMania.
Don't we all?
Don't we all? Don't we all? Aleister Black and Ricochet beat Shinsuke Nakamura and Rusev, which was fine.
This was a good match. This
It was a fine little match. Lacey Evans did her lap around the ring.
They have got to find that woman something to do. They have to.
Randy and AJ had a little confrontation backstage, so looks like we're going to get that program coming up soon. And then it was R-Truth's open challenge for the U.S. title. And he said ever since he was a little kid, he wanted to be like his hero, John Cena. So he's opening up following his footsteps and opening up the U.S. Open Challenge, then a dance break, and then he did the challenge. Andrade comes out, ready to go. Rey Mysterio runs by and tackles him and gets in the ring, and he doesn't know what to do. He's a dilemma. And he said in moments like this, he goes, what would John Cena do? And Carmella's like, he would face both of them. And Truth is like, damn, he's brave. Which is funny. And they eventually got the match. It was R-Truth, Andrade, and Mysterio. And R-Truth escaped with the championship. Still the U.S. champion.
Good for him.
Good match.
Very good match.
So, yeah. Andrade and Rey continued their feud. So, all in all, it was a solid episode of SmackDown.
Very solid episode of SmackDown. Very enjoyable. I still feel like they did Kofi a little wrong on a lot of levels, but we'll see how this plays out. If he doesn't get something, I feel like there needs to be conversations had, because it's like he did pin Bryan. He did have a phenomenal showing in the chamber. Like, the dude should be considered for it, for sure. So we'll just have to see how this goes.
Mm-hmm. So, NXT?
NXT.
It's time for this week's edition of the NXT Rundown.
There's really only one thing we need to talk about from this show.
And that's what?
Gargano and Ciampa. Oh my god.
So Gargano was out there talking about how it's been a few interesting weeks, and, you know, he talked about becoming Johnny Champion, but failed his first test, and he said he feels like a champion. He still feels like Johnny Champion today, but harsh reality is he doesn't have a championship. He was going to say all thanks to Ciampa, but Ciampa came out and said Gargano says best when Ciampa's in Gargano's life. Ciampa brought out how they won a match on Raw and SmackDown as a tag team, and brought up how Gargano refused Ciampa's help last week and lost, and well, he sort of tried to manipulate Johnny and he was tempting Johnny to, you know, join up with me. We can do things together, and they could stand tall as tag team champions at NXT TakeOver and enter the Dusty Classic, and that's what's going to happen as they shook hands, and fans were chanting DIY, but Gargano looked hesitant, but did so. But that's not where things went. Were interesting. It was afterwards.
So, like, you know, you see the moment, okay, yay, Johnny and Tommaso are temporarily back together to go for the Dusty Classic, and you're like, yay, good for them. And then you get the moment of all moments where Candace is backstage She's just giving Tommaso the mother of all death glares. Good lord, I need to see that woman fight him so bad, because she just wants to, like, murder what's left of the hair on his head off of his face. Like, she just wants to just do it. So it's like, Johnny and Tommaso come backstage. Tommaso sort of scurries off like, hi, and he just leaves. And Candace just looks at Johnny and she's like, really? Really? This? We're back to this again. You're going back to him again after he did you wrong the first time. You're going back to him again. And he's like, just go with it. She's like, no, I'm leaving. I want nothing to do with this. I want nothing. I don't want to hear about it. I don't want to know about it. And she just walks off.
Mm-hmm.
Best response you could ever have.
Yep. Like,
aww.
It was good. Vanessa Bourne and Aaliyah beat Tanahara Conti and Zia Lee.
It was a good match.
Mm-hmm. Velveteen Dream got into it in a little altercation out back with the Undisputed Era called Cole Short.
Oops.
So we're setting something up there. Bianca and Io Shirai got into it a little bit. They had to be broken up. Dominic Dijak, I'm not calling him by his full name because Dijakovic is very hard to say. And Keith Lee had a match. They had a nice big man battle and then a double countout. Fans wanted more, but weren't given more. So there you go.
You get more later.
Look at more later. We found out the final participants in the Dust Classic. It'll be Ricochet, Alistair, Oney Lorcan, and Danny Burch, DIY, and Mustache Mountain.
Yay!
And they begin next week.
Yay!
Then we had Sasha and Bayley return to NXT. They were over. Izzy was crying. Sasha was like, it's good to be home.
So happy.
She was. She said, it was good to be home, and that's why they never forget where you come from. She talked about the success of the first women's tag team titles. Fans chant, you deserve it. They talked about how they were in an Iron Woman match. Bayley then looked over at Izzy. She's good now. Sasha's good now. Don't worry. Everything's good. Everything's good. Because that was a big moment in that matchup.
Never forget the moment that Sasha Banks made Izzy cry. Like, never forget that moment, ever, that she made a little girl in the audience cry and then gave her flowers to make up for it.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, I gotta be a bad boy for like 5 minutes afterwards. Here you go, don't cry, don't cry, don't be upset, here you go. It was just amazing.
And they said maybe the next time they come back to NXT, they'll be defending their belts. Good stuff.
Very good stuff.
Bayley looked like a huge star.
That's Bayley's home. Mm-hmm. I hate to say it, but that's just...
That's her home. Oh,
that's her home. That's really both of their homes. Like, when you see them go back to their environment, or no, I shouldn't say their environment, but that environment, that's their home. You can tell. That's where they're the most comfortable. That's where it's the most fun for them. Yeah, that's their home.
And then Shayna Baszler beat Mia Yim in a good match.
Very good match. Very enjoyable match. I like this.
So that was NXT.
That was NXT. It was a good show. Highlights for sure. We move into the Dusty Classic next week, which should be fun. Sorry, go ahead.
I said, yep.
So, all right, we're going to take our third and final break of the evening. And when we come back, we are going to be talking all about Fortnite Season 8, and then we're going to show it to you a little bit later after the show with Fortnite with friends. So you don't want to miss it. You're listening to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, and we will be right back. Hey y'all, you want to get social with The Rack? Follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/rackradioshow.
Are you following us on twitch.tv/WTR live? Do you have Amazon Prime? If so, you can link it to your Twitch account and subscribe to our Twitch channel for free with Twitch Prime. It's the easiest way to help support us for free.
The Rack Extra gets a little Bella.
in the form of Total Bellas.
It's not about you.
Technically, it's all about me.
Join us each week as we review the latest happenings going on in the world of the Bellas.
My husband doesn't know what a quickie is.
Ew. Listen to how sensitive he is.
My husband can't have, like, 2 minutes to 5 minutes of sex because he needs to start out with making out and touching.
Whatever, that's fine.
Like,
no, that's not
all fine. All the time. Which I love, but sometimes I'm like, no, a quickie, like, come on.
Why don't you just say, hey, dude, penis.
No, Kevin. I'll just be like, well, I can give, I guess for guys you call it a hand job.
Yeah, so why not?
No, I do. I have them do it all the time.
Yeah, it's so not great. Sex. That's fantastic.
Check out the Rack Extra, Total Bellas Weekly at wildtalkradio.com and rackradioshow.com.
My mother is getting more than me.
It doesn't take him an hour to get off, I will tell you that.
People power!
Every Monday night, get caught up with everything that happens on Monday Night Raw with the Raw Post Show.
Suplex City, bitch!
From the big returns...
Maybe I have one more ass-kicking left in. I thought to myself, maybe I have one badass spear left in me. Then I thought to myself, maybe I have one last devastating jackhammer in me. So, Brock Lesnar, not only does that mean that you're next, but most importantly, it means, Brock Lesnar, you're last!
To the shocking moment.
First off, thank you so much for that. Yeah, what's up, Detroit?
And the moments that leave you speechless.
You know, Chris, if you're going to put something on that list, why don't you start with that terrible scarf of yours? I mean, while I'm looking at you, you can add those rinky-dink tattoos on there, your tacky little haircut, your creepy mustache, and how about those trunks, Sparkle Crotch?
What?
Sparkle Crotch. They're sparkly. Rhinestones all over the place. Sparkle Crotch. Go ahead, get it on the list, write it down. Sparkle Crotch.
I'm going to say this one time. I am not Sparkle Crotch!
It's the Raw Post Show, Monday nights, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Did you know you can use support the creator code ROCKNSOCK in the Fortnite item shop? That's our ROCKNSOCK in the Fortnite item shop.
This is WWE Superstar Natalya, and you're listening to the Rack Radio Show.
Welcome back to The Rack right here on wildtalkradio.com, brought to our friends over at MBG Films. Check them out at youtube.com/MBG1211. And if you're listening to us over at gearwork.net, rackradioshow.com, or wildtalkradio.com, or on Twitch, thank you so much for tuning in. If you get a quick second, check out the fine folks over at fightbooth.com as well. And that is the only music that is appropriate to come into what we're about to talk about, because we're going to change gears from wrestling, because we have to talk about the other thing that we do, which is Fortnite. And yes, y'all, the Season of Planes is gone. Season 7 is in the history books. No more. Season 8 officially starts today, and Planes are gone, much to everybody's happiness. Although, I'm not gonna lie, while I was exploring the map, you know what would have come in great handy to do? A plane. Just pointing that out. for mobility's sake and getting around the map, planes were good for that. But they're gone.
They are gone.
Hoverboards have stayed, but ATKs and shopping carts are gone from the regular map. They're still in playground. They're still in creative. And also the quad launchers are still around. The quads.
Yeah. So I apologize for the next 10 seconds. Hopefully it's not, doesn't affect much. So let's try this. Hate this sound that you're about to hear. Hate this sound you're about to hear. Actually, it's not actually playing the sound. Thank goodness for that. Hey! So anyway, we continue on. Which means I have to hit this button now. Which means you probably won't hear it. But people on the call, wait 20 seconds.
Hailing from the lonely office in the basement. Brings to us the hardest working man. Working for the Eva Marie fan club. The assistant to the assistant to the assistant regional
okay?
analyst.
Are we good now?
The intern, Kane Kittens.
Now we are. His intro played. See, when you add someone to the group call, it kills the sound. I love Skype.
Yay! So we have an intern?
Avast ye mateys! It be Fortnite Season 8.
We have to shoot you out of a cannon later.
That is the first thing.
I cannot wait for the cannon.
That is the first thing we're doing. We're shooting him in the cannon. That's the first thing we're doing. Don't you worry.
People, there are cannons now. Not only can they take down buildings, they can launch you. It's going to be amazing.
Okay, Brent, so have you actually been in the game?
I have not played it. I have seen people play it. I have seen the new map. I've got the battle pass, so I'm set for that. But I have yet to actually play in the mode yet.
Okay.
Okay.
So we're going to get to that here in a little bit with Fortnite with Friends. Don't everyone worry, that is to come. So Lindsay mentioned all the things that have been taken out. The Chiller Grenade and the Sneaky Snowmen. They're no longer, they don't exist anymore either.
Not going to shed a tear.
Tear, shed, sad face.
S in chat.
The sounds for guns have changed a little bit. Shotgun sounds changed. Assault rifle sound has changed for the traditional assault rifle. Not the SCAR version, but the traditional assault rifle. Those sounds have changed.
And I noticed that the thermal changed, too.
Yeah.
Ooh.
There's now a ping system, like some other game out there. I don't know what game that could be called, Apex, but there's a ping system now.
That gives you distance.
It gives you
and
distance.
And shows you the amount of distance you're covering while you're dropping. I have no idea where they got that from, either.
No idea.
Not a clue where that came from.
I don't know.
But the big change is Tomato Temple no longer has a name.
But it stayed! It survived! The Holy Tomato lives!
It kind of moved slightly.
We can praise the Holy Tomato still, Lindsay.
That's yes.
We need our holy relics.
I need my holy relic. I need my holy tomato. Like, I was hearing nasty rumors that, like, because it's like when I went in this morning, it was like before work, so I had to let the game load and I was getting ready for work, and then I just jumped in really, really quickly to check it out. And I was looking around and it's like I didn't see tomato anymore, and I was like, no! They killed the holy tomato, and I was so sad for like half the day. And then Rock sent me a message. He's like, the tomato lives! So I was very happy because the tomato lives.
So I have a routine going to tomato. There's lava in my routine.
There is lava in your routine. Part of what they did was the woods are gone. They're no more. Lazy Lynx is gone. It's no more. The motel is gone. That's now the block because they put a volcano where the block is, an actual lava spewing, steaming volcano, which, by the way, Brent, lava will hurt you. Don't touch it.
I'm not going to try to actively go for lava. I have a feeling lava will find me, though.
Yeah. Also, what's really cool about the volcano is it has vents, and the volcano itself is a vent. And so what that does is actually lifts you up back so you can redeploy and fly around the map. So they've added that for mobility's sake because they did take out the planes. And the volcano vents are dispersed throughout the not only the area but heading out of the area as well, which is super duper nice. We also have a pirate cove, a pirate village, a pirate ship. There are forts made by pirates all over the map.
There are cannons. It's called Lazy Lagoon, by the way.
Lazy Lagoon.
Cannons! I'm so happy.
It's going to be so much fun. like I said, they put the block where the motel is. There are subtle changes throughout the map where they've updated some of the broken houses. Those have all been fixed and updated. So they're all super duper modern. One has a bathroom on the outside because why the hell not? They're clearly much more secure than I would ever be about that kind of thing. Polar Peak has remained intact. It is, as it is, so nothing happened there. Pretty much the entire frozen area is exactly the same. There's a little light grass showing up here and there, but otherwise it's exactly as you see it normally. But then there's another temple. There's a whole Aztec Mayan village that they have created. There's hot springs that they've created.
It's called Sunny Step.
Sunny Steps. They went all out on this.
They did. They really went all out, and they changed up the whole thing, which is good. Gives it a whole new feel. Eliminating planes in general gives the map a whole new feel.
Yes.
Like, it's very, very
peaceful.
Peaceful. It's like you're not looking over your shoulder all the time. It sucks for not getting able to get around as easily because they took away some stuff, but the planes being gone, like, it's back to being what Fortnite is, which is a ground game. Like, Fortnite's a ground game. It's not a flying in the air game. It's a ground game with building. And that's what, it's back to feeling like Fortnite.
Well, and I was going to say, the one thing that they did keep from Season 7 that's going to help with mobility, you just need to remember where the hell they are the zip lines. The zip lines will get you fairly quickly, you know, from one area to another. And if you can piece it together, you can make a good run. So there's still that. It's not like they're completely nerfing mobility and going, well, you have to go to the other side of the map. Peace be with you. You're not going to make it.
No, and zip lines are very useful in the game. They are very useful. And again, it keeps it as a ground game. Yes, you're ziplining through things, but it's still a ground game where you have to be strategic of where you go instead of, here, I'm in Polar Peak, and oh my god, I'm going to Tomato with a plane. Ha, lol.
Yeah.
It's not that. And, I mean, here's the thing. It's like, I feel, and Rock and I were talking about this earlier, is, in terms of the planes, I didn't mind the planes as much. The issue with the planes was not the actual device itself. It was the people playing the game, and Epic constantly has this problem, and it's not anything that they can fix, because people are going to take whatever they put into the game with the best of intentions and abuse the crap out of it. That's what they do. God damn it, Rock. Really?
God.
You slut.
Been doing that the entire show. Anyway, continue on.
I just saw it. You are such a whore. I swear to God. Anyway, so people will abuse the crap out of what Epic does, and they ruin it essentially for everybody. So while planes were really, really cool in the beginning, what happened is people would hit the ground, find a plane, get in a plane, and then they would just fly around the map, and they would ruin the experience for everybody else, and they would ruin the playing ability of everybody else trying to do stuff in the game, because it's like, in some cases, you couldn't even land before people would be in a plane and be shooting at you and trying to take you out, which I understand that is the point of the game, that you are supposed to be the last person standing, and that's completely fair, but at the same time, it's like, why am I going to play a game that I can't even get on the ground for?
The biggest mistake they made with Season 7, and they were cool things, was putting in planes, a snow location, and a sword on the same day.
Yeah.
Here, they gave us a cannon, whatever you want to call it. They gave us a whole new section, but they allowed you to explore and deal with your surroundings and learn your surroundings. And when you got a man with a sword just coming around chopping your head off, it was like, oh, huh, okay. It's not to say we didn't like Season 7. Season 7 was good, but for the feel of the game, this is so much better. And it's gonna allow the game to grow even more, even though it's continuing to grow. It's awesome. But we need to talk about the skins. Need to talk about the skins in this game, this mode, in this season. Holy crap. They are some skins.
They went all out. I'm not going to lie. They did. They went all out on the skins, on everything. I mean, it's pretty spectacular.
Like the pirate skin, the way it gives you like a skeleton look that glows.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty awesome. The creepy banana man.
Okay, I will chime in now that I'm officially on. The banana is freaking creepy. I'm not going to lie that I kind of want it, but it's still creepy as hell.
It's creepy as hell, but it's like, it's different, right? It's so different from everything they've done, but it's like, it's a physical banana with arms and legs. I just don't know how I feel about that. But I mean, it's like, I'm not offended by it, but it's just like,
it's cool. I like it. It's very weird, but I like it. So Brent will pop for this one, right? So I told Jobber about the banana skin. right?
Uh-huh.
He said, if I played your game, I'd play for nothing but that. Shout out to Jabber. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday!
By the way, Rock, I have to ask, have you looked ahead in the Battle Pass?
Yeah, seen it all.
Have you seen the emote that comes with the,
yep.
I think, like, yeah.
Yeah, peanut butter, yes. Peanut butter jelly time, yep.
Yes! They actually, I love the programmers of this game because, yeah, full meme. They put in the peanut butter jelly time dance that you can do because you will have already earned the banana by the time you get to that emote. It's amazing.
Oh, I love the little senses of humor and touches that they put in here. Like, on the snobby side of thing, or on the lucky side, they have put in a pig that they built out of materials, which is hilarious. And to get out of the pig, and really to get in the pig, but to get out of it, there's a little door in the butt of the pig to get out of the pig. It's like, okay. And then over by Snobby, there's a rabbit that they've built because, as Rock pointed out to me, this is going to overlay over Easter. So they have a little rabbit in the game for the Easter, but the best part of this whole thing is they made a carrot for the rabbit.
It's tremendous. The season's like, going to be a lot of fun. Go on.
Like, I love it when they do little stuff like that. It's so funny. But the best part is the volcano, because the volcano is just sick.
Volcano is awesome.
Hashtag mid-season event?
Maybe. But it's more the effect of the lava, just the glowing orange lava. You see it everywhere on the map. It looks absolutely amazing from a distance. It looks really good up close. And there's things in the volcano that I don't want to ruin for Brent.
Yeah, we can't talk about that. We have to let him experience it.
Yeah.
Oh God. Okay.
There's stuff to experience inside there, which we'll get to here in a couple minutes.
Does it have anything to relate to a certain glider?
No.
Okay.
No. So anyway, all in all, I think this is going to be a great change for Fortnite. Big improvements. Should be a hell of a season.
It should be a hell of a season. It should absolutely be amazing. And hopefully it's an enjoyable one, because I feel like Season 7 did eventually drag on after a while. Even it got a little bit better when they did finally nerf the planes. But it was just like, oh God, this is just tedious. Like, I still feel like the planes, if they had just been pure mobility and they didn't have any kind of gun on them, because that was what really, really, really made them annoying, was the fact that they had that double gun on there. And it's like people could just fly around and just use that. And there's no way to defend against that. There's no way to do anything against that. And it's like you could be in the middle of the fight and somebody third parties with a plane and they either come right through your build or they shoot through it. And it's just like, oh God, you know, not that I get in that many fights in Fortnite, but it was just stuff like that where it's just, if they had made it pure mobility where there was no gun on it, I think planes would have been a lot better.
Yeah, if they couldn't just go through structures, they would have been fine. But
that's what I was going to say. The fact that they nerfed the structure thing tells you all that you need to know about that as well.
Yeah, but I think that's it. I think we're good here. I think we just need to go and experience it for ourselves and with Fortnite with friends.
I agree. So, all right, Brent, do you have anything that you would like to plug?
Not really. I mean, if anyone wants to get a hold of me or see my just incessant ramblings on Twitter, you can follow me at Kane Kittens. And also, for anyone who is curious, the road to 2000 is on its way, and I'm less than like 2 months away from that. I have problems.
He has problems, but you can hear him Saturday nights on CB Radio as the fill-in host of The Greater Than Great Debate. Which is Saturday nights, midnight-ish, right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Say hi, we have that in there. I'm good.
And right after Fortnite with Friends.
Sunday night, it's Wrestle Talk Radio, 10 p.m. Eastern. They'll preview Fastlane. Yes, we're already at a pay-per-view. Monday night is the Raw Post Show, 11 p.m. Eastern. We'll be back next Thursday night at 10 p.m. Eastern to preview ourselves Fastlane. It's at Rack Radio Show on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. It's the Rack Radio Show on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Podcast. It's twitch.tv/WTRLive. Follow and subscribe. In Fortnite, as we're talking about it, use creator code ROCKINSOCK in the Fortnite item shop. It's amazing.
You're such a slut.
I know. Again, that's creator code ROCKINSOCK in the Fortnite item shop. It's at Wild Talk Radio on Twitter. It's facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network.
All right, you can follow me on most of the social medias at Lynn's Ward, LNSWARD. And don't forget to check out our very fine sponsors, MBG Films, youtube.com/MBG1211. Gerwick.net and fightboot.com. So for Rock and for Brent, we are going to take a quick break. We're going to see if we can't round up an Omega. And then we are going to show you everything there is to see with Season 8. And Brent will probably die at least twice. So, you've been listening to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com. Everybody sit tight because we are going to be right back in a few minutes with Fortnite with Friends. Till then, bye!
WildTalkRadio.com.